Take a vacation at the International Space Station, guys. NASA has been working on a program that will allow tourists to live at the International Space Station for up to a month at a time. If they a whole month, right?
Wow.
If they pull this off, commercial companies will be able to lease time up there and bring people aboard, even if they don't have any educational or scientific reason to go. Of course.
You're just going.
I know, so you're just going, right, for a month?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
And float?
Yeah, but here's the catch. Yeah. Here's the catch. You know it's going to be a catch. It will not be cheap, people.
Six figures.
Yes, you're right, Tommy. A single trip will end up costing over $50 million.
Oh, that's going to cut out a lot of common people.
Yeah.
But
can we send Trump, though?
That'd be great.
I will say this. I will say this, though, Jay. I will say this. Not if my cousin get up there first. It's going to be some deals cut. I'm telling you. You're going to be up at the space station. You ain't going to believe how much it's going to cost. If he get up there first,
he going to hack the
Come in through the back. Come through China's part.
I love it, Junior.
Oh, we're going to be up there all day long.
I would like to. What daring would you like to do, Shirley? Something daring that you –
When bungee jumping was popular, I wanted to bungee jump. Mm-hmm. I never did that. And then when you fall out of the plane, when you jump out of the skydiving. I'm on the fence about it now. I kind of still want to do it. The adventurous in me. Uh-huh. Somebody's telling me to do it.
Somebody like who?
Our engineer. It's cool.
If you go to Six Flags, I'm not scared of any ride except that ride that spins you around. That's the only one where you stand up against the wall.
Oh, yeah, you stick to the wall. Oh. And they drop the floor from underneath.
They drop the floor.
I can't take that ride.
Yeah, I don't like that ride either, Jay. No, I did that with my dad, and he turned and yelled in my face as I was screaming. I've not been back on it since then.
I haven't been on
my first roller coaster was Astroworld in Houston, and I peed all over myself.
Oh, dog.
Are you serious?
Hold on, T.
Texas Cyclone.
Cyclone. Yes. What? Oh, yeah.
And Grease Lightning. Lightning.
I loved all those rides.
I wouldn't
rides.
Get on that,
remember that ride they had at the fair? It looked like two bullets in the air, and it would twist around. I don't know what you call it.
Oh, Jay.
The salt shaker or something like that, man. I would get on that ride. I'd get on anything.
I love that ride.
Yeah.
But you know what was simple that I still won't get on? It's
what?
Real simple.
T-cup.
That damn Ferris wheel, man. I just don't want to be. Like when they letting somebody off at the bottom and I'm at the top, I don't like that.
That's why I don't like it, because when they stop, then you're suspended in the air and your seat is shaking.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
They like to rock it. The person sitting there.
Yeah, that's scary. That's scary.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. Remember we went to Mexico and we ziplined?
That was fun.
Zipline.
That scared me, because Junior and Jay, I thought you could just do it one time and be through, but you have to do the course.
Ain't no turning back.
It's a course?
It's a course, so we had to do it like 12 times. You had to go to each station, and you're ziplining over a Mexican jungle. And I remember this little girl was behind me. She was like maybe 8, and she was fearless.
I remember that girl.
She was so sick of me, Jay. She was there with her parents. She kept saying, "Go, lady, go."
She called you a punk.
The kids make her so sick. They do. They look at you like you stupid.
Yeah.
Right? I couldn't stand this little girl. She was like, every time you're scared,
you just want to say to the kid, "Look, I'm paying for everything. Your ass riding for free. Shut up, okay?"
But ziplining was really cool once you got the hang of it. You put your head forward and your hands
and don't
back.
Don't look down.
Yeah, don't look down. Yeah,
especially if
you're afraid of heights. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm good. I don't have to ever do it again in my life.
But it was fun at the time. It was a fun adventure because we had never done that before. Yeah. Yeah, but that was...
You know what my next one is? Uh-huh.
What?
A safari. That's my next
one. I've done that.
That's You've done a safari, like an African safari?
Yeah, we went to Africa, and these elephants came out. I lost my mind, man, because the guy said, "Do not move. do not move.
Man. You gotta have.
I cried like a white woman. I really did.
You know the white woman cried.
I've heard, like, Steve's been as well, and he says you got to do that. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You'll never experience anything like that. But Shirley, I don't know. I might
I know what you
that.
You should have done. Have you ever been to Chicago and gone up in the building that has the glass floor and walked out on that glass floor? Have you done that?
At the old Sears Tower?
Yeah. You walk out on the glass, and you're like, you're on a big piece of glass.
Hell no. I think they got that in
No, I never did that, and I was born and raised in Chicago. I never
I
did that.
You're from the South Side.
Oh, it's new. Yeah. I thought you were going to say go out at night on the South Side. That's what I thought you were going to say.
To get a Subway sandwich?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
You did not have to.
Yeah, that's really scary. Wow.
That's really dangerous.
No. No, but wow. Fun summers, though. Yeah, we've done some fun and exciting things. Yeah,
we had some fun summers. We really,
really
did.
Have. And more to come, you know, God willing, more to come. Yeah, it's not over.
More vacation.
Yeah.
Did y'all go on vacation in the city that you lived in? You know, like your mama just took you to a hotel in the city.
Oh yeah,
we didn't do that. We just went to my grandmother's house, which was around.
That was us.
Or picnics. It was right. Yeah, we used to do picnics a lot being little. Yeah.
Go to the park. Yeah.
Yeah. Right to the country. Yeah. And, we lived in the projects, and we went to the country.
Yeah. All right. Well, coming up next is Run That Prank Back with the nephew. He's in the building. More fun, more laughs. Right after this.